Tomorrow's News Today. All right, a lot of what I'm going to cover tonight, you already know because you're smart. And I've also been talking about it ad nauseum, but whether it's the Financial Times of London or Der Spiegel or even the New York Times, they admit that the liberal globalist New World Order is dead. There's an excellent Zero Hedge article that explains it very simply and succinctly but accurately. Here lies the liberal world order, 1945-2025. And John Baum put out a report 4 days ago basically with the same headline. And that's because that's where we are. So everything you see happening is because the old globalist project failed. Pretty spectacular, right? And I've been telling you, if Trump got reelected, already the globalist order couldn't be put back together again, but this would give us a chance of the collapse of it not creating a horrible global depression and then just trading out some new evil for that, because we still got all the AI, the surveillance, and the crap they set up. But their system and their plan and in them being in charge ain't going to work. And now there's a total consensus on that. And even the globalist prime minister of Canada, who's a top globalist, has admitted that. You know, he came out 4 days ago and said in China, we're going to have an alliance with China against America, the New World Order. He said the new alliance is the British Empire with the what's left of the EU and China against America. Now, who's been saying this for years is the new power block split? Nobody else but me. Okay? I mean, I'm not trying to, again, go jeepers creepers. I'm so smart. They all admit that. But it's nowhere in the news. I have to sit there and explain it to the White House. I've been in meetings with top advisors of the president. They understand it in the last year. But they just, and Trump gets it, but he's got to explain it to the public why he's making these moves. He's not just doing it to secure our national security and get better jobs and save the dollar. Yeah, but he has to explain the power block. He does a little bit, but not enough, because he doesn't want to say to the EU, you're the enemy. Well, I've got all these statements over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, today, with the head of NATO and all of them saying America's the enemy and that they're allied with China against us. So people can second guess Trump all day, and as populist conservatives, you know, we like to, you know, be good guys, and we're not the left that just endorses whatever our party does. But I will say this. Thank God we got Trump in during this period, or we would be so screwed. It is just beyond mind-blowing for me. Absolutely mind-blowing. So we have that whole stack of news and clips and Carney elaborating Friday and yesterday in different speeches, saying, no, the new alliance is communist China, Europe, what's left of the British Empire, that's Canada, New Zealand, Australia, against America. Now, Trump's joke about 51st state helped get Carney in. I said the time was a big mistake. The administration later admitted, hey, we were just joking. They used it. Trudeau had 15% approval rating. Carney's party, same party, would have lost. And just, I said to Trump, I said on air, I said, stop doing it. Ezra Levant did. Trump just was a joke to Trudeau at Mar-a-Lago when he was president-elect. People loved the joke, so Trump kept making the joke. They didn't take it as funny in Canada. So now we've got that globalist beachhead with China north of us. They've got 50,000 Chinese troops up there. They have Chinese police stations they've allowed to be set up. China set up its fentanyl operation up there. So, I mean, it's bad. And if Trump said, culturally, economically, we want an alliance with Canadians, we want you to be our friends, we're going to help you get free of the globalists, they would have been eating out of our hands. Now, Trump stopped all the 51st state crap because he realized what he did, but that's where we're critical of Trump, is when he makes big mistakes. But overall, he is a freaking godsend, and we love him, we pray for him. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay with us. Gigantic transmission straight ahead.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here.
Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
It's Sunday night, January 18th, 2026.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And all hell's breaking loose.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war. Unseen yet all-encompassing. The InfoWar. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. When the flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old, it was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The InfoWar marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
That these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states.
But for the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the InfoWar is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the InfoWar was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
It is Sunday, January 18th, 2026. I am your embattled chronicler, Alex Jones, my intrepid crew who are dauntless, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Sunday Live, Trump prepares 1,500 infantry troops trained for Arctic warfare in Alaska to be sent to Minnesota ahead of invoking the Insurrection Act. Top Dems call for ICE and Border Patrol to be completely abolished. That means ending the country. Plus, NATO admits globalist new world order is dead as U.S. prepares to pull out. I told you the globalist new world order has been dead for years. It's sinking like sand at the beach under the waves. But what will replace it? That's why Trump is rushing into Venezuela, Panama Canal, Greenland, putting massive pressure on China, who is allowed to monopolize rare earth minerals. He has created a new boom market. The economists basically unanimously agree now. They have failed to stop his agenda, our agenda. This is historic. And so I want to talk about this first. Then go into the left's plan for uprisings that they're already in the middle of, as we predicted, wasn't hard. They have a battle plan. And then I want to go back into what it means that the leftist globalist New World Order is dead. And that is not just me saying it. It's the Financial Times of London. It's the New York Times. It's Der Spiegel. It's all of them. Here lies the liberal world order, 1945, 2025. 5 days ago, we posted a report John Bowden and I put together with a very similar headline. The globalist New World Order is dead. 2025. But what comes into that vacuum? That is what we have to have a larger discussion about. And Trump is doing an excellent job on many fronts, but he has to articulate it even better for people so they understand. We also have big developments on the Iran front. For the first time, Trump suggests Iran regime change, that it's time to look for new leadership. He's made big moves banning individuals from radical Islamic countries around the world. He's also banned all aid to Somalia after they attacked a giant U.S. aid facility and burned down hundreds of millions of dollars of food aid. He also got criminal investigations now going of Ilhan Omar, Governor Waltz, Mayor Fry of Minneapolis. There is so much to hit. But understand, it is the official talking point of the Democrat Party. They were on every news show today. Got all the clips right here. Saying we want ICE and Border Patrol abolished. We want zero enforcement. We want the white flag of replacement migration. We want the border dissolved. Chris Van Hollen calls for ICE to be defunded. Says illegals pose no public threat whatsoever, and ICE agents are the ones breaking the law, which is not true, not the peaceful protesters. Democrat Senator Ruben Gallego calls for ICE to be totally torn down, including Border Patrol, calls ICE Trump's goon squad that's not going after criminals. They're all there illegally, and most of them have giant rap sheets. That's who they're mainly targeting. But they get up there and say, ICE is illegal, ICE is grabbing citizens, ICE is doing all the stuff they're not doing to legitimize the violence, and Mayor Fry has made more threats of, ICE will die if you don't leave. Quote, let us have our daycares. You mean the daycares by the thousands and thousands owned by Somalis, 90% of them, that don't even have any kids in them? We are trying to arrest a child sex offender, ICE agents say, as activists honk to alert the presence of St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah, it's just, we got so much that's totally insane coming up tonight. I mean, I literally sent the crew hundreds of clips. It's, we have coming up. Dozens of clips of anyone wearing an American flag shirt or an American flag on their hat being chased down and beaten in Ohio, in Minnesota, in Illinois. We have dozens of videos of there in Minneapolis walking by a restaurant, and there's IT workers who are predominantly white having lunch. They break in, beat them up as they scream, we're anti-ICE too. And any white man that doesn't look completely unmasculine, not just in Minnesota, but all over the country, I mean, this is Ohio right here, they chase them down screaming and yelling at them. And even after he didn't do it, but even after they say, fine, I hate ICE, they go, that's not enough, and attack them. Anyone who's white is then, by white people, by the way, it's almost totally white people doing it, are beaten in the head with clubs. And then one of their buddies goes, no, he's actually with us. And he says, yes, it's okay. You beat me. Good job. You thought I was a Nazi. I've got countless videos of them randomly blocking highways, pulling families out of vehicles, beating them. Yeah, look at this fella right here. He's not even a white guy. He just got a sweatshirt on that's got an American flag on it. So they chase him and attack him and attack him and attack him until he takes off the shirt. I mean, this is total totalitarian communism, folks. This is communist Chinese Maoist struggle sessions. I have literally probably 50 videos of crap like this. So, and stabbing people and breaking their jaws and just savaging them. And to show how incredibly corrupt the left is, and look at him stabbing with a flagpole that has a spike on the end of it. What's crazy in video after video, after they attack these people, and it turns out in every case they're an IT worker, they're a city worker, they're not even ICE, they're just white men. They just start running up screaming at, "Are you ICE?" The person's like, "No, we don't believe it." After they start beating them, as their heads bleed on the sidewalk, the police won't respond, but ICE is jacked into the surveillance camera systems. They'll show up in a minute or two and run in and save them, and the crowd starts screaming, "Nazis are attacking! Nazis are..." And then when they help the man, they say, "Oh my God, the Nazis are taking him away to their Nazi vans, and they're rendering first aid." So they chase you, they beat you, and then they know to then yell that ICE has done it, even though it's all in video. In video, after video, after video. These are the communist mobs. And under their Podesta plan, they get this going nationwide, and the cities fall because the police stand downs because they're Soros controlled. The left all has a list of people's houses to come to. And that's when, thank God, we got the Second Amendment. But you know, if they get it going, they're burning the cities. You can't just be waiting in your house. You got to send your wife and children away to mom's or wherever. You got to park in the truck a little bit up the street. You got to wait till they come. They go in your house. They're Molotov cocktailing. They're spraying bullets. You know what to do. But this is war, folks. So don't be in the house. Be staked out waiting. Because the head teams are coming. We know they've been training for a long time. You remember why I was actually banned on Twitter? It was not Sandy Hook. Those were even listed. Everyone really talked about it. They said that after the fact. We got documents from a brother of a leading individual that worked for Alexander Soros, basically a general in Antifa, while he was in jail. The brother goes to take care of the animals, the dogs in this house, and finds all these manuals and training deals and signed battle orders the officers have to sign off on. And the plans, this is 10 years old, it's on InfoWars. They have hit plans when they finally collapse society per town of conservative sheriffs, police chiefs, legislators, talk show hosts. I mean, I'm like, you know, in the face card part of the deck. And they're, and I said, if they ever have their revolution, you've got to have your battle rifle ready to defend yourself and your family. Lester Holt spun it and said, I said, go out and kill the media and Antifa. Didn't say that. I said, if they come to kill you, be ready to defend yourself. But that pissed them off so bad because even back then they were getting ready to try to launch this under John Brennan's command. And the fact that I was saying, get ready. They just broke into Tucker Carlson's house in D.C. They'd come out to my house. I had to make an issue out of it at the time. So I didn't want them, you know, for a lot of reasons. And been caught in surveillance in my yard at the back door. We were able to find what vehicle they had. The rest of it, I'll leave it at that. But that they were, it was local Antifa through a Confucius Center, communist Chinese funded at UT. You saw those videos last week of the communist Chinese on TikTok in English saying, when this goes down, kill anybody with American flags. Anybody with American flags, kill them, kill their families, take their guns, kill them. And now we have videos of anybody wearing American flags being attacked. They literally have armies of insane people in every city that literally, when they're given the go order by the left, will kill anybody with an American flag. You have to understand this. These are absolute psychotic demons. And I'll give credit to black folks and Hispanics. As I've surveyed the crowds and looked at it, maybe out of 100 people, 3% are black. Maybe 5% are Hispanic. 90% are white men, white women, and Muslims. And of that, maybe 10% is Muslim. The vast majority is crazy, virtue-signaling white people. And you better know in Minnesota and places, it's not just the Somalis stealing. They're the bag men. Most of these white people you see are at different levels involved in the fraud, and that's why they're so pissed their money's being cut off. So I just call it like it is, all right? But that's what we're going to be facing. Antifa on the left always claim they represent brown people. They don't. They want you enslaved. They want you controlled. And black folks and Hispanics to figure that out. That's why the globalists have got a big problem. So that's where we are. Now, once they start burning full cities and getting enrolling, there are criminal elements in the black community and Hispanic community and other communities that'll piggyback on that. But even with the most of the gang leaders in California and in Illinois and everywhere in New York are like, we know what's going on. We're not going to join in on this. And yet they've had like major gang leaders say, we know what's happening. We're not going to be part of this. And we understand this is a communist takeover. So the left's got a big problem when they try to execute this, because they've always counted on trying to trick black people and others into this. And they're not buying it, folks. They're not buying it. Yeah, that's a big victory for the truth. But that's where we are. Here's John Bowne's report on the last dying gasp. The death rattle of the New World Order is what you're watching right now. Here it is.
Mine is the first visit of a Canadian Prime Minister to China in nearly a decade. The world has changed much since that last visit. And I believe the progress that we have made in the partnership sets us up well for the new world order.
The government's coughing up billions in settlements, papering over the festering wounds of dispossession in order to slice Canada up into fragmented provinces under a new world order.
Another possible outcome of all of this land grab activity going on in Canada right now is that if this continues, what's going to happen is Canada is going to break apart in a very short period of time. We're talking a few short years, maybe. And Saskatchewan and Alberta are going to separate. And that will immediately be horrific for our already brutalized economy.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
We're talking about the physical jihad, the physical struggling against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Threats of other occurrences, such as the rise in the far right.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct. I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well.
Just like Israel, Australia does not have a right to exist!
The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Included in that is the need for tougher gun laws.
There's a need for a new world order. But it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale.
This is the end of civilization as we know it, and a predatory AI globalist robot economy takeover. This is the equivalent of Pearl Harbor when the Japanese struck. This is the first official launch of the end of the rest of our lives. Now, remember, I'm the one that laid this out absolutely specifically, that Bill Gates is the front man for the large robber baron fortunes headed up by IBM that his mother captained His father ran the World Eugenics Society after it was made illegal in Europe and it went underground. They run the whole thing. And they believe they are exterminating you to save the earth. And I'll just say something. I'm not going to join Bill Gates because it forfeits your soul. But if you go along with this, and if you don't spread the word, and if you don't stand up for your children and others, you are deserving of what happens to you. Because if you're going to let these people kill you and your family, then you deserve what happens to you. All right. Get that report. The New World Order's toxic last breath. Very important. And that's where we are. But they want to take us with them. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and go through all the stuff happening in Minnesota. Trump getting regular army ready to go in. What the left's next move is going to be. Incredible clips. Then I'm going to get back into all the globalist system, the big moves there, how Trump's countering what's happening in the economy. This is the real world, folks. This is adult stuff. This is serious. This isn't fake conspiracy theories. This isn't garbage. This is where we are today. This is real research. This is real analysis. This is on-target information. And it's so important this gets out. So thank you for being here. You're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X, Rumble, the Alex Jones channel, the local station you're listening to. Just share it in your email, your text message, or word of mouth. It has a huge effect. Keep it up, and thank you. All right, briefly, I dropped the ball. For 4 days, they've been running a special, our sponsor at Bigly, at thealexjonesstore.com, on top of all the other sales, for a free limited edition InfoWars trucker hat that's like a $25 value, free with every order. Tonight's the last night. I've just been so busy, I hadn't looked at the promo. So on top of all the other stuff that's going on, tonight's the last night. Any order of ultramethylene blue, t-shirts, films, whatever, at thealexjonesstore.com, you get a free hat. So, again, want to thank you all for your support. It's exciting, to wear a hat like this in public. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. You might get killed in Minneapolis, but the point is it's an adventure. Separately, we have a limited edition engraved. This is the fifth in the series, limited edition. Life's Fire That's Beauty with the 1940s World War II style pinup girl on it. Very classy. 10-inch double-edged stainless steel high-quality dagger with the murdered-out brass knuckles and skull crusher. Only 2,000 of these with this inscription. That's what's limited edition's inscription. Got another 2,000 coming in that's a Crusader design I came up with. But this is a really cool one. I didn't really design this one, but I like it. And it funds the operation as a high-tech scabbard, high-tech clip. This is something, that's a great memento, but also the crap hits the fan. This is something that never runs out of bullets. This is something that is the real deal. If I was going into, you name it, to defend myself and my family, you better believe this is going to be strapped on my side, because this will get the job done and defend yourself and get you home. This is Tyrannosaurus level power. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and I salute you all for funding the second American Revolution worldwide. Go to the site now. Selling out quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it, that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Alex Jones.
The liner you just heard intro us is 16 years old. I said the empire, the globalist empire, is on the run. It's in full collapse now and being routed. We got to recut those liners, don't we? Wow. Amazing. You know, people can armchair quarterback and Monday morning quarterback and backseat drive all day and say Trump isn't doing this fast enough or that fast enough. And I agree in many cases, this is one hell of a fight. And if Trump's a horse, I'm digging my spurs in. But I still love the horse. I feel sorry sometimes how hard I'm beating it with a damn whip. And I'm beating myself with one, too, and the crew, because this is serious history happening. But look how far we've moved the needle towards liberty from tyranny. We've moved it a long way. Look at that. Pentagon preps infantry battalions for Minnesota. 1,500 Arctic Troop regular army from Alaska. I told you Trump's getting ready to declare the Insurrection Act this week. Give the mayor and the governor there. Don't stop lying and saying ISIS committing crimes and ICE are Nazis and people need to rise up against them. And the police will not help. Not just there, but in Chicago, you name it. I mean, it is so criminal. Drug overdoses have already dropped by 40% since Trump got in. Crime is plunging. The left is so pissed that this is happening. I'm going to get to all that coming up. Let me play just some clips right now. And I want to explain something to you. overhead shot, please. Look how many clips I have, okay? This is just today. One page, two page, three page, four page, five page, six page, seven page, eight page, nine page, 10 page, 11, 12, 13, 14 pages. All of them are completely bonker town insane, okay? And I need to just start getting to them, but and you have to understand, I control myself and don't send them everything I look at, all right? I've seen at least 40 clips of them blocking highways and dragging people out of their cars. We'll show some of them. I mean, this is communist uprising, French Revolution, lawless cuckoo town. And it's not just in Minnesota. Psychos are running around, and any white man that doesn't look like a wimp, they're saying is ICE. And they're just going into restaurants, again, with telephone workers, IT workers. You got a bunch of, you know, guys bust their ass all day. They attack them, even when they're Hispanic and black. And that's crazy. And it's only a matter of time. I mean, I saw all this footage in Ohio and Minnesota and other areas where they'll walk by a restaurant, there'll be a bunch of IT workers having lunch, and they go in there and start beating the living hell out of them. And man, let me tell you, I guess they must be nicer up in Minnesota, because I'll guarantee you, you went in some restaurant at lunch in even Austin, Texas, and you started attacking people, you're going to get your ass blown away. I mean, or at least get your ass beat. So the left, though, that's what they want, is they're trying to trigger this with the police and with the ICE, and they kill the National Guard. This is terrorism, folks. This is bullying. And Trump 100% needs to declare the Insurrection Act and is in the Constitution. He's not overriding the Constitution. He is enforcing the damn thing. And he doesn't want to do this. And once the troops go out, that's when they're going to pull the false flag and mow down a bunch of people. But we're already ahead of that. You have to do your duty, though the heavens fall. But that's where we are. And I expect Trump, because these mayors and governors are only pushing things harder, it needs to be declared in the next few days. And if Todd Blanche and Bondi won't immediately prosecute these mayors and people that are openly saying ICE is criminal, oppose ICE, that is insurrection. That is a lie. They are not committing crimes. They are not violating the Constitution. They're not illegal. They're not fake police. They're enforcing court orders. And in many cases, they have warrants, too, when they're doing searches. But it's all 100% been approved by the courts. They already tried to block it, as you know. It all got overrode. If the federal government can do anything, it's arrest illegal aliens with criminal records. And they all have criminal records. They're all here illegally. And it is just a giant smokescreen, and it's gaslighting, and it's a lie. So each one of these videos I could talk about for an hour alone. But here it is. This is in Minnesota today. An ICE officer pulls up when they're trying to go into this house that's got this convicted pedophile in it they're trying to bust. And he says, "Why are you doing this? We're busting a pedophile." Just to give you an idea of what they're doing. Then we've got, again, a Hispanic man who's just wearing an American flag shirt. That American flags are popular. He is wearing an American flag shirt. They start beating him up, make him take his shirt off. Then we got a man who they just look at and thinks ICE, so they beat him up and stab him in the head with a flagpole with a spear on the end of it. We got a whole bunch of videos of them just beating up people, attacking their cars. And then we got Don Lemon, just in this group of clips. And it's been confirmed. Nick Swerer went to the church. Our reporter did a show this afternoon, about 3 hours ago here, every Sunday at 1 p.m. Don Lemon didn't go to the church. Don Lemon just put out, "This church has got ICE in it." And everybody descended on it. And, of course, they went in and started ransacking it. And of course, there was no ice there, and the church has nothing to do with it. I mean, the level of just the wild feeding frenzy of hatred. And I use that analogy. You pull up footage of Thrasher sharks and others, they'll be, you know, they'll get in a big group around a whole bunch of mackerel or whatever the fish is that are in schools, and the sharks will get and swim around them, and they'll start going through and biting them and eating them. But once the blood gets in the water of the fish they're eating, the sharks will go crazy and just start biting each other. Yeah, in fact, do I sex offender, then do the American flag, then play the clip. I've got many of these where they chase down their own guy and beat him up, and they go, oh, God, he's one of us. Knock him, bash his head into the ground, everything. So go to the ICE, try to stop the sex offender, the pedophile, then go to the American flag guy being attacked, then go to them attacking their own, then go to the flagpole attack, then go to them attacking cars, and then go to Don Lemon. Here it is.
We're here to arrest a child sex offender. And you guys are out here honking.
Oh, they're not. No, we're pressing.
That honking. Vehicle right there is honking and impeding our investigations while we're trying to arrest a child sex offender. That's who you guys are protecting. Insane. That's what we're doing. My warrant's not for you. My warrant is not for you. I don't have to go.
It's a real warrant, though.
It's insane. It's insane how you can be honking.
The liberal woman says don't talk to her. But look at this. This guy's got an American flag on him, so they're attacking him and then make him take it off.
You're not going to take it off, and you are.
First they call you a Nazi to dehumanize you.
Take it off. We gave you a chance.
Take it off. We gave you a chance.
Get your ass off. I gave you a chance.
How dare you wear an American flag in America? I mean, what is he, Hispanic? Maybe Asian? I don't know, but it's like... What's the left saying about American flags is the enemy? And here they are attacking one of their own. And then even after he submits, all the cowards, the white men, it's literally a lynch mob with some white women, still keep going after him. He's wearing an American flag. That tells you everything you know. Giant mob of white people attacking a brown person for wearing an American flag. And I'm sorry to attack white people, folks. I just call it like it is. Okay, so balls and strikes here. Here they are attacking one of their own idiots. Beating him in the head. They call him a Nazi. When the feds show up to save him, they then claim the feds attacked him. Watch this.
Okay, he's one of us.
Okay, good.
I'm one of us. You all right, dude?
You all right?
I'm trying to
breathe. He's one of us.
How do we know? How do we know?
A fellow moron.
Why did he get ran out earlier?
I don't know. He's one of us.
I'm with them.
Trust me.
Okay. A literal gang of lunatics. And one of their own vouches for him, so now it's okay. There comes ICE.
Back off. Back off. Yeah, save your Nazi. Put him in your Nazi van. Go get him some help. Don't he?
Nobody got guns.
Hey, you gonna look me in the eye when you spray me? You gonna look me in the eye?
People are evil. Here they are in the city, chasing somebody out, stabbing him in the head. A mob of cowards throwing things at him. Oh, hit him in the head a few times. Now let's, you know, stab him in the neck. You want to see 20 videos of them attacking cars? They do that in Texas, they're going to get lit up.
Help from you guys?
mental health. The bleeding is natural from Nazis' ears.
Yeah, here's the guy bleeding from the neck, stabbed in the neck. They're just randomly attacking people, trying to pull his pants off. I mean, just, it turned out the guy wasn't even involved in anything. They just want to kill him. And they just randomly pick people. And you know he defended himself. A Soros DA put him in jail. The Attorney General of Minnesota would. It's another angle of them stabbing the neck. They just randomly picked people and did this.
You don't come to Minneapolis anymore.
As long as they say Nazi scum, they get to attack you. All right, let's move on from this. Let's go to them attacking people's cars. And then let's go to Don Lemon sicking him on an innocent church.
Is that him? Yes! Open the door!
Oh my God.
Stop! Wait, let them go! Hey, pull over! Leave it!
Get out of here!
Leave it off!
Get out of here!
No!
Literal mobs like Road Warrior dragging people out of cars, and the police do nothing.
This is the beginning of what's going to happen here. When you violate people's due process, when you pull people off the street, you start dragging them and hurting them and not abiding by the Constitution, when you start doing all of that, people get upset and angry. And if you remember what the civil rights movement was about, the civil rights movement was about these very kinds of protests. There's nothing in the Constitution that tells you what time you can protest. You can protest at any time. That's the whole point of it, is to disrupt, to make uncomfortable. And that's what they're doing. And that's what I believe when I say everyone has to be willing to sacrifice something. You have to make people uncomfortable in these times. If you see how uncomfortable people uncomfortably...
And here they are surrounding Nick Sordor, knocking the windows out in a moment. Attacking him. Police did nothing. I can show you literally just in the last few days hundreds of these videos. I have like 50 today. And that's who these people are. And that's what has been created by the left in this country. And you've got the mayor, Fry, still saying it's illegal, still saying they're going to pay, still saying ICE is going to get killed if they don't leave. I got a bunch of clips of him. Let's go to a short clip of the mayor, clip 11.
Seeing it in real time, you are aware that 18 U.S. Code 111 makes it a federal crime to impede, interfere, or even assault officers. And we see the protesters crossing a line of protesting, throwing rocks, hitting cars, and interfering in the federal government's view of their operation of carrying out federal immigration law enforcement.
We have had perhaps tens of thousands of people peacefully protesting in the streets. And at the same time, yeah, they are going to stand up for their neighbors. And
let's go to the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Club 63. Stephen Miller publicly accuses Tim Walz and Mayor Fry of insurrection, which is what this is. Club 63, why Trump needs to take action. Here it is.
Yes, well, sanctuary cities are jurisdictions that shield and shelter criminal illegal aliens from deportation. So, for example, in Minneapolis and Minnesota, when an illegal alien commits a crime and is deportable and can and should be removed from the country, the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota prevent ICE from arresting and deporting the offender, even when they are charged or convicted of heinous crimes, including crimes against women, crimes against children, crimes of violence, and instead they release them back onto the street where they can continue to reoffend. So ICE, over and over and over again, goes out into the community to find and arrest these fugitives who have since committed additional egregious crimes after they were released by Fry and Waltz and Ellison. These are acts of insurrection against the laws of the United States and against the sovereignty of the United States. Foreign illegal aliens who broke into this country, who then raped children, who committed human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, protected, shielded, sheltered, coddled, defended at every level by the leadership in Minnesota. And then when ICE goes out to make these arrests, they unleash violent mobs to attack, assault, and impede ICE officers. And they refuse to allow the city police to protect those ICE officers in the context of their duties, willfully aiding and abetting this violence.
Y'all, I can't make this crap up. Minnesota police chief just stated that 24 of his officers have just quit. 19 of them went to ICE to help their country, to help their state. You cannot make this crap up. People, insurrection, I hope it comes so soon. It can't be soon enough.
Can't say it. Ice K. What up, bitch? They call me Ice K, you fuck boy. Say that shit, you ugly bitch. Hey, what's your name, bitch?
Person familiar tells me that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey are both being investigated by the Justice Department. And a grand jury has issued subpoenas for both of them, though it doesn't appear that either have been served yet. What we do know tonight as we come on the air is that the Justice Department investigation centers on possible obstruction of federal law enforcement. Both the FBI Director Kash Patel and the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche were in Minneapolis today. And just a short time ago, Todd Blanche was on Fox News explaining or attempting to explain why the Justice Department is taking this action.
When the governor or the mayor threaten our officers, when the mayor suggests that he's encouraging citizens to call 911 when they see ICE officers, that is very close to a federal crime.
Oh, it is, because they met and decided to do it for intimidation to hide the fraud of the $24 billion they've stolen in the state. And it's similar around the country, $78 billion conservatively the last few years in California. This is the Podesta plan. This is what they would do. They control the blue cities. They would activate them. They would do this. So every one of these clips I play is just a snapshot of dozens of others I have every day, okay? These are talking points. So here's a liberal woman. An awful, we'll give that new definition acronym in a moment, saying when we take the country back for communism, none of you will be able to show your faces. Yeah, we get that. We know you're tyrants. We get it's a fight to the end. We understand. And more Americans understand every day. And the more we understand that, the less people will be bullied, and the more we'll stand up against you and harden their resolve, which is happening. You're losing. We're winning. Here she is.
There will come a day in the not-so-distant future where MAGA Republicans or former MAGA Republicans will not be able to live in peace in this country anymore. Not exactly sure what that's going to look like, but I know for certain that you're either going to have to leave this country or completely hide any evidence that you ever supported Donald Trump in order to just walk out of your house. Even in the most rural conservative areas of this country, prior to January 2025, you couldn't walk out of your house and fly a schmatzy flag around and be vocally proud about the fact that you're a white supremacist. Half the town might agree with you, but there would be consequences for that. There'll be a day very soon where those consequences are not only going to be reinstated in society, but it's also going to be impossible for you to do anything in peace. If you choose to live out and proud about the fact that you supported Donald Trump during this time, your life's going to be miserable. unless you sequester yourself to your small, little, rural East Texas town and never leave.
And they got the social credit score to enforce it. They mean business. MSM melting down over new term for liberal white women. The objectionable term is the acronym AWFUL, A-W-F-U-L, which stands for Affluent White Female Urban Liberal. Yeah, we're going to use that term, awful. You are an awful person. You're an awful tyrant. Now we're going to start hour number two with why the globalist system's collapsing, what's happening geopolitically, and more, and so much other key intel. Please remember, you are the Paul Revere's. You have the power to override the algorithms. You have the power to share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and Infowars.com/show and our feed on Rumble, The Alex Jones Show. And I dropped the ball in the last 4 days because I've been so busy. I didn't even realize they were doing this. I saw it but forgot to plug it. Every order at thealexjonesstore.com for incredible supplements, Patriot apparel, you name it, it's a free limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat from Deki, great brand, with every order. Limited edition, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss, get the very best turmeric. It's all the very best. And 40% off on this limited edition engraved World War II updated 2025 design trench knife with a great 1940s World War II pinup girl on one side. My quote, live as fire with this beauty, razor sharp, highest quality, murdered out brass knuckles, skull crusher. This is going to sell out. I think they had 2,000 of this. This morning there were about 500 left. So if you want to get this knife and fund the operation, limited edition engraving, get it now. I want to thank all of you that supported us in the past. I want to encourage those of you that haven't ever supported. This is a great thing to have. High-tech scabbard, high-tech clip, highest quality, great memento of liberty, but also if stuff hits the fan, this is as important as your battle rifle right here. Then this, in an emergency, if you got to defend yourself, this gets you as much guns and ammo and fuel as you need. I mean, this will not fail you. They better hope it don't kick off. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. Share those live feeds now, Paul Revere's. The tyrants hope you don't. I reckon a lot of you know I've been on the air for a long time. And we've done quite a few things here. And I've had a lot of different ways that I tried to continue on our mission. So I want to tell you about a begging right here. This is a limited edition knife. We just came out with it a couple days ago. And well, some people call it a sling blade. I call it a Kaiser blade. But you need something to take care of yourself and your family and protect you. I think this will do it. It's an important remake. Updated World War II trench knife, double-edged stainless steel, razor sharp. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's got a nice little pin-up girl there right there on it. Mm-hmm. So I reckon this is just about as good as you're going to get is some fried taters and biscuits and mustard. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get one of these before they sell out with the murdered out brass knuckles and skull crusher, then I reckon you better get on over to thealexjonesstore.com while the getting's good. And I appreciate you keeping us on the air and our mission. I call it a Kaiser blade. And it's a limited edition right now. Limited edition, almost sold out. But all I know is the globalists shouldn't have done what they did to that boy. What Epstein did. So all I can say is they're going to have the Lord to deal with. But I just know you want this knife. It's selling out quick. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.